You're listening to the Lost Chill podcast with Katie and Kimmy. For years now, I have had the pleasure of listening to the wit, banter, and pure joy from these two, and now I invite you to share in the delight of listening to them discuss the books they're currently reading. Whether you are a fellow dedicated bibliophile or simply wish you had more time to read, you will love hearing the insight and discussions around the stories they dive into. So grab a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine and let's jump on in. Katie and Kimmy, take it away.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Lost Chill podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Kimmy. We are your hosts here to talk about books and whatever else we can think of.
Yeah. This week's episode is, I'm kind of actually really excited for it.
Yeah?
It is about authors who have switched genres and have not stuck with the genres that they initially debuted with. So we're going to talk
Taylor Swift's of books.
Yes.
Basically is what I'm hearing.
Basically. So we're going to talk all about that, but we're going to catch up a little bit before we start doing that. So Kimmy, what have you been up to?
Goodness. So much. You'll be so thrilled to know that I have finally started reading Dr. Zhivago.
It has only taken you 3 years.
It's fine.
And how do you feel about it?
It's a lot. Like, it's hard. It is just all over the place. I think I'm going to try to keep going. We'll see how long I can. It is a chore to read. Like, and they talk about that because it's a translation, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about it, how like he just likes to name characters and you like think you need to remember them, but a lot of times you don't, which is hard because sometimes you do. And he just switches timelines and does this. And I can't tell if it...
Do you think it's a translation thing or just an author thing?
I think it's an author thing, kind of, but it's rough. Like, I would not, but I'm also so curious. I'm like, how was this book like so high on Russia's, on the entire world's radar? Like, I am like, why is it so historical? Like, why did the CIA care about this dang book and weaponize it?
There's no like red flags or anything?
No. I mean, it's pretty dark already. There are themes I do not love. Like, already, how far in am I? I want to say, like, I am 10% in. Like, not
That's
even
it? And
lot.
You're already?
It's, oh, no. So I thought it would be, like, tiny. Like, 1984 is tiny.
Yeah.
I'm 10% in. It's,
oh, shit.
I know. And, yeah, so I'm 10% in of 600 pages. There's already been, like, an actual suicide. Someone jumping in front of a train. There's been, like, attempts of overdose. And all that. There is, and again, like, it's just so hard to pay attention and know the details, but there's like this older man who really likes this girl, and I think she's like 17, like really close to of age but also not quite. And they, as far as I can tell, which sometimes I'm like, did I miss it? I don't know. As far as I can tell, they don't actually do anything, but he like takes her out. He's like, oh, I want to teach you about culture and we're going to go to these plays and stuff. And she's like, oh my gosh, I need to repent and I feel so, not even religious, but I feel dirty. And it's like, what is going on? And
that's
also,
not good.
No, and this 10% in that has been such a chore to read and it feels like so many pages. It's been like two chapters. And so after every chapter, I am reading the Cliff's Notes. And they're so short because nothing is actually happening.
Are you gonna finish?
I might, but it's gonna take a while and I'm gonna need to, and I cannot read it just by itself. So the other book I'm reading to talk up, just for a difference, and like, thank goodness for this book, but Olive and June, which I'm wearing now, this is the Energize. They just did a collaboration with an author, Colleen Hoover.
Oh, ho.
And they are hosting a fun little book club. I think it will be done by the time this airs. Maybe the same day, even. I don't know. But they're reading Heartbones. So now I am reading Heartbones. And, like, the jury's still out. Like, I don't necessarily have an opinion about the whole thing yet. But it's just so readable. Oh. Like, I feel like it takes me, like, 3 days to get through 10% of Dr. Zhivago and then need to read Cliff Notes on top of it. But with this, it's, like, been, like, half an hour. I'm like, oh. Oh, I'm 75 pages in. Like, maybe not exactly that, but it's just so readable and easy. And
more your style.
Something to be said for that. I don't even know if it's more my style. It's just much easier to read than this crazy book.
Well, that's
but funny. I think I will finish it because, like, I just need to know why. Why has the whole world cared about this book forever? And if I read 600 pages and I still don't know, then I still don't know, but I gotta try.
I cannot wait to hear what you have to say at the end of this. I really can't. Are you listening to it or are you reading it?
So I did try listening to it, and it was just way too confusing because it gets so jumpy, and I can't do jumpy when I listen. Jumpy's hard to listen to.
Yeah, I get that. I totally
So
get that.
we'll see.
Yeah, I haven't been reading. I'm kind of at a standstill.
Do you wish you were reading, or do you like need a
Yes.
break?
No. Our next episode is on Argyle and
That kill it for you?
yeah. Oh God.
I really thought you would. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. The next book I'm planning on reading is The Women by Kristen Hannah. That's also for a podcast episode that we'll be doing, encompassing all of Chris and Hannah's work, which I am super, super excited about.
Yeah, me too.
So hopefully that brings back reading. My biggest issue right now, and it shouldn't really even like affect anything, but it is. The writer's strike, obviously, with Hollywood took place when all of the new shows were supposed to come out in September and October and all of those times. My shows are now back on. So, I have to keep up with them. One of them being The Rookie, which isn't based on any book at all, but I just love Nathan Fillion and I will watch whatever he's in. The other one is Will Trent, which is, I'm sure that you have heard me talk about it before, is by Karin Slaughter. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with the books. I am obsessed with the TV show. I am obsessed with it all. And it is back on the air and I can't get enough of it.
That's so precious.
Yeah. So that's what my time has been filled with.
Well, fair. It is a feat of willpower that, Taylor Swift has a new album coming out and I'm still reading.
I am impressed.
Because even last night, I had a lot more time to read and I basically spent a good portion of it on Talkie Story, going down a rabbit hole. And it's so crazy. It is so crazy with her, honestly, because just so much like lines up and it is like part of that, like, is this a, like just a coincidence that worked out in her favor, or is she really this much of a mastermind of like you can find like albatrosses being about golf terms which lead to the Masters, which lead to the founder of the Masters being born on the 13th, which like just nonsense, and it's like feels like a stretch, but also literally all of it ends up. It is mind-boggling.
I bet some of it has to be coincidence.
It has to be.
It
It
has to.
has to be. It is just crazy. Oh, speaking of Taylor Swift, my angel, and reading. She has a song coming out called The Bolter. And so I read The Bolter and I hate nonfiction. Freaking loved this book.
Did you?
One thing that was very interesting about it to me, just in general, was basically the whole way the story came about is this woman read this article about this lady, and then her parents were like, oh, yeah, that's at grandma, but we don't talk about her because she was like so wild and crazy. And I like kicked her out of the family tree kind of thing. And so she was like just researching her. And it is honestly just so crazy. She was actually English and spent her time between England and Kenya, actually, but lived through both world wars and all this stuff, so it is a lot of British culture mostly. It's like five husbands, legit.
Evelyn Hugo.
It's Evelyn Hugo, but it is like just crazy, like the cultural differences, just how she was treated, how her kids were treated, and also like just mind-boggling stuff that you can't even comprehend because of like, okay, like you can get a divorce if that's what you want, but the husband gets like everything, including your children, and you don't even get visitation. Like it's not at all the same.
What the f
This was like the 1920, which is crazy. Which is that was honestly part of the author's question. She's like I kind of want to look into this and see this. Like, if her blood runs through my veins too, do I have the capacity to like just abandon my children if that's what she did? And like, let's look into this and examine it, kind of thing. Which is crazy. But then on the other hand, too, there was a time when she, for the Second World War, like just had to send her daughter away to be safer, and it see her daughter from when she was like 12 to one, and it is just
Wow.
like just to even like think about that kind of stuff and like the decisions they had to make and just
Imagine.
everything. Yeah,
Can't imagine at all. This was the book that you had to request from another library, is that right?
no, that one was it was called Blue Blood, and that was the story of Rebecca Harkness,
Oh,
and
okay.
so that's the last great American Dynasty song. It's based off of, and Taylor Swift bought her house.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So this one was published more recently, I want to say 2008, and it was actually like an Oprah's book club pick.
Oh,
and
okay.
everything. And the bolter is that like she bolts from relationships.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right.
So I kind of do think that the bolter will be about that somehow. Because Taylor does love her historical women, and it is interesting. So we have lots of allusions to depression, but then we also have these specific women that are talked about. Like she has a song that is literally called Clara Bow, who was a 1920s actress, and then we have her name is Idina Sackville, the bolter, and her story starts in like the 20s, and like at the end of that time was the Great Depression. I'm like, is this all leading up to depression and that tie-in? Because the black dog refers to depression, and that's the British term of basically saying like the black dog followed me around, and like it's kind of like how we have like the storm cloud over your head kind of thing. So the black dog, which is crazy, and it does also symbolize other things in British lore, which we're very familiar with, being like death and just bad luck, aka Sirius Black, who was a black dog literally. And that's funny. One thing I forgot about,
Okay.
like I would think that was nothing, and like it's like, oh, okay, silly Potterhead saying that. I would think that was nothing, but there's this other podcast. It's called The 13 Podcast, where these people like just talk about and analyze Taylor Swift. Love them. But they reminded me that in the Time Person of the Year article, Taylor Swift was basically talking about how her re-recording her albums is her collecting her Horcruxes. And it's like, okay, you're making the Taylor Swift, or you're making the Harry Potter references. So referring to Sirius Black is not the craziest thing in the world. It's probably not a song about Sirius Black, but like just, it's crazy.
Well, awesome. I'm glad that you enjoyed that book.
I did. I really
Yeah.
did.
I'm really wanting to read another book right now, and I know you have no desire to read it at all. And I can't think of what it's called, but you have to help me.
It's called I
Exactly.
Want to Cry More Than Usual.
Yes. Oh, hold on.
It's called Tragedy Porn. This Little Life or something?
A Little Life.
A Little Life. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, have fun, knock yourself out.
I don't know why. I just need a good cry. Yeah, I need it. I need it out. I want to read that. So maybe after The Women, I'll read that.
Okay.
It's a big one and it's a big feat. My
Well,
oldest was reading it, and that's why I wanted it for Christmas. And
did
that's
your oldest like
gifted.
it?
Did you finish A Little Life? Did you finish A Little Life? Only 50 pages.
Wow, that's some progress.
Yeah, since like November.
All
We'll
right,
get to it. We'll get to it. It's fine.
we will both read painful books that are a chore to get through. Yours will be that, and mine will be Diary of a Chicago.
Yeah.
Cool,
All
cool.
right. Well, let's get to it.
Genre shifters.
Genre shifters, shapeshifters, reminds
Okay.
me of
So
Animorphs.
my
Animorphs.
brother was into that. I was not into that. I was reading Babysitter's Club, and we would each go pick a book. That was like, what a time to be alive as a child when you just had these books and these characters you liked, and you could just always go pick a new one.
Yep.
And it was awesome.
Yep. I loved it.
I loved it too.
I loved Babysitters and Animorphs and these weird, I don't even know what they were, but they were like romance books, but they were like probably inappropriate for middle schoolers to read, I think. They were always
And it was like a
hardcover.
series.
Yeah, but they were always by different authors. They were always hardcover. They were very strange. And I remember my friend in middle school would read them all the time. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to read those too. And I was like, we're 12. This
Oh
is
my.
weird.
I remember, I don't know if I was 12, but I remember reading like there was this one series that was always like alliterations with like fantasy creatures, like Dances with Dracula and waltzes with werewolves. I don't know. But there were like a ton of those too, and they were like spooky, but
Yeah.
I'll have to find them. There was also this other one that I like, my first dance with historical fiction was like all these journals that were written from like historical figures as young girls, like Anne Frank or someone writing over on the Titanic, or
It wasn't American
there's
Girls.
no,
So I
I
read
never
those.
was into America.
No, I
That's
loved
too bougie
American
for
Girls
my
and
taste.
Goosebumps.
Oh, Goosebumps was too scary for me.
Goosebumps was my favorite. Oh my gosh, my kids actually have some of my old Goosebump books, the OG.
I wish I had a bunch of mine still, and I don't have any of them, but I did like I once bought from Costco like a Babysitter's Club pack, and like the novels, not the graphic novels, which are all the rage these days, I hear.
They are. They are. Did you ever read Nancy Drew?
Yeah,
I did
I
too.
did.
Sweet Valley High.
Oh yeah, loved Sweet Valley High.
Me too.
Do you remember when they would have like weird ones that were like their spooky versions?
Yeah.
It was like something like someone like dying on the rocks on the cliff and like
Yes.
just so weird.
You're like, is this
But
something you
awesome.
deal with in high school?
So random. Oh, what a time.
Yeah, what a time. All right, so shapeshifters of
Yes, shapeshifters.
the animorphs of the literary world, what do you got?
So, fun fact, if you guys didn't know, so we picked a theme for us to talk about, and then we didn't talk about it. But we each were like, oh, we should probably have notes for this. Without telling each other, we should have notes for this. So we each came up with five authors all on our own without talking about it. We think there will be overlaps, but we don't know.
We don't know. It's going to
We
be a
don't know.
surprise for all of us. We've literally not talked about this whatsoever. This is all a surprise to us and you. And good luck as the
Good
listener.
luck. Good luck. The other funny thing about my notes is like I was like really detailed, and I have like dates and books and stuff, and then it trails off pretty good.
Mine is on the back of an old menu.
Did I see Dr. Seuss on there?
Shh, do not skip ahead. Ma'am. Tortellini
Have a
soup.
repeat.
Tortellini soup. That's what I
Okay,
got.
so my first one that I have, I actually a little bit blew your mind last time with when we maybe got the idea for this, is Emily Henry.
Yes.
So Emily Henry, her first three book are young adult magical realism.
Which is crazy.
Yes, so she reminds me of Amy E. Reichert. I don't know if I said that right, which is very special to me and Katie because we read that once in a book club with our bestie Lindsay, The Coincidence of Coconut Cake. And she just has a lot of, they're very like foodie themed, but like magical realism. So she has one also about a apple orchard and a cidery. And I think that's why I thought the Emily Henry book reminded me so much of it, but it's called A Million June. There's also an orchard and family lore and magical realism. And that's the only one I've read of her originals. And so that was from 2016 to 2019. Three books called,
Did you like what you
but
read?
yeah. I didn't love it, but I liked it. Yeah. It was The Love That Split the World, A Million Junes, and When the Sky Fell on Splendor. Splendor. Splendor.
Splendor, Splendor.
Extra fancy. And then it was actually 2020 that she switched to adult romance with Beach Read.
I had no idea that that was her first one. That was my favorite.
Yeah, it was good. And so since then, we've had People Meet on Vacation, Book Lovers, Happy Place, and then Funny Stories coming out next month in April.
I did not
So,
write a happy place.
I haven't read that one. I've read the other three. They're hit or miss. Again, like maybe very rarely will a romance ever be like my favorite of the month, but I still like they're never my favorite. They're never life-changing for me personally. For some people they might be, but for me I like still need them to offset some of my other reads if they are more sad, more dark, or more Dr. Zhivago-y. Like they are my life raft that keep me sane with some of the other reads. And so like sometimes I just need an easy read. I need a predictable trope. I need to know things are going to be okay.
But sometimes even those by your favorite, well, personally, I should say by my favorite romance authors, like Emily Henry, I would consider one of my favorite romance authors, like A Happy Place. It was not a hit for me whatsoever. And it was a slog to get through. But I still felt that I needed to give it a wholehearted chance by finishing it. And I still didn't like it. Meh.
I just have such low expectations for them, I think,
Maybe that's what I need to do.
that if my expectations are low and I don't love it, I'm like, I didn't think I would. And if it is something a little extra, I'm like, well, that was a great surprise. It was my easy read and it was actually awesome. Like Abby Jimenez is good for
Oh,
that.
love her.
I
I've
love
only
her.
read one and I was hooked. I need to read more.
Was it yours truly?
Yes.
That's the only, no, I read that one. I did read that one. But that was Book of the Year for Book of the Month last year.
It was fantastic. It was
It was so good.
so well done. The characters were so freaking lovable. I was just rooting for them from start to finish.
Yes, she is an amazing author. So, and that this is like not at all any shade on Emily Henry.
No.
But honestly, like especially too, we have talked about recently that like I'm a high volume reader, and so I definitely have some books that I do not finish. But otherwise, like you just can't have every book be a 5-star read. If I didn't like her, I wouldn't read them. Like I like her enough to keep reading them and keep trying, but they're just not my top favorite books that I'll recommend to people who ask for book recommendations, kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, I'm not here to like love every book. That would be impossible. You know, if you're reading nearly 200 books a year, to have them all be something you love would just be absolutely insane
I think it would
and
also
not possible. And again, that's why I like some of the easier, light-hearted reads. Like sometimes I need that, and sometimes I love that. It's not going to be my favorite book, but sometimes it is.
Yeah.
So who you got on your list? Did you have Emily Henry?
I did not. I did not. I was
I'll
like,
be
steal your
amazed if we
thunder.
have no what?
I wasn't going to steal your thunder on that.
Oh, because you
Brought
knew I'd
that to
put
me.
her.
Yeah. You brought that to me. I'm not going to take that from you.
I
Who am I?
wonder, will we have any overlaps? I would be amazed if
This
we
one.
didn't.
This one will. Stephen
Okay.
King.
Nope. Because I'm not going to steal your thunder, girl.
Oh man. Okay. So let's unpack this. You're new here. You're new here. Welcome. First, second of all.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Second of all, Stephen King is my all-time favorite author. We have done episodes about Stephen King as a whole in the past. Beginner's Guide to Stephen King, I think we did in 2021. Just basically going over a book that he can be sometimes intimidating to jump into. And so we went over books that you can get into and you can start reading and be a little bit more comfortable with him starting out. That being said, he has read or he has written so many different genres. He has
He's
written,
also read so many different
I'm sure he has because he has written, read, fuck, he has written some blurbs on different genres.
Sorry, I just had to when you almost said it. I'm like, no, that was right. You could have just kept going with
So he has written fantasy, he has written horror and crime, sci-fi, everything. I think the only
romance.
No, unless you want to count.
I mean, there's some books that have romance in them, right?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I will
The
never
ass
forget.
blender.
I will never forget this memory. We were coming home. My husband and my son was very, very young. I want to say like 2 years old. We were coming home from the mountains and we were stuck in traffic for like 2 hours. And I was like, let's start an audiobook together, husband. And he was like, that's great. Little boy is sleeping in the back seat. Fine. He's not going to remember any of this anyway. Hopefully, we start listening to Pet Sematary, which is narrated by Michael C. Hall. Michael C. Hall played Dexter in the series on Showtime, which is one of my favorite series. Anyway, fantastic rendition. He is a great voice actor in this story. However, I'd never actually physically read this book before, and it talks about how the mom and the dad in the book were having intercourse, and it was very graphic about drippage, and it was really gross. And I just was like, it was like something about his seed was dripping down her leg, and I was like, I'm going to turn this off now because our bundle of joy is in the back seat, and I don't want to scar him for life. And so that's his romance. That's all I have for romance. He has not written romance. He has written nonfiction as well. He has a guide for aspiring writers. Which is great. I have that as well. It's a lot of great advice. He's honestly just written every genre, and maybe he's not really a genre shifter as much as like a dabbler, but I still think that his home is horror and sci-fi, and I think that's where he belongs. That's what he should be grouped as. His other books and his other genres are great though. Like his crime books, he has Joyride, Colorado Kid. There's one more that I can't think of, but they're fantastic too. He's just an extremely talented writer.
I think the only book that I've read by him that I didn't like, which is like I've read a fraction of what you have, was the one he wrote under.
I have not read that one.
I think it's he has multiple under it, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
I haven't read
not
any
a
of those.
lot. And that was the only one I didn't like, and I don't know why. I just didn't. But okay. I do. I had meant for it to be my goal during spooky season, October, to read Stephen King. I didn't last year. Last year was a small year for me. Only 57 books, you
Only.
know? So I did not have time. I kind of feel like, though, I do want to read more. I think I want to save the super scary one. Like, I really wanted to read Salem's Lot last year
Salem's Lot is
during
great.
spooky season.
Yeah.
But I kind of think, like, maybe when I'm done with Dr. Zhivago, I kind of think I want to read, like, Under the Dome or, like, another, like, massive one that's
Yeah.
not.
Under the Dome is great. The Mist is pretty massive. What's the one? There's one about like an outbreak, but I was like, I can't read that because of COVID. Like hashtag triggered. I probably won't ever read that one because we lived it.
That was enough. I know. Yeah. No, I know what you're.
Yeah.
I might just dabble, especially like because some of the like really good ones, as far as people's recommendations go, are so much longer. That I might just pepper them in here and there.
The Shining's pretty long, but it's pretty excellent. It's definitely one of my favorites.
So yeah, I'll get back to him. one day.
He's a good guy. You read Holly, not Holly,
Fairy Tale?
Fairy Tale last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
It's last year.
Was it? Oh, so I guess I
Pretty
did
sure.
read a Stephen King last year.
Yeah. Pretty sure it came out last year. I'm pretty sure it was Fairy Tale and Holly that came out last year. Fairy Tale at
Oh.
the beginning of the year and then Holly in the later part of the year.
Really?
I think so.
No, I finished this book October 15th, 2022.
Oh, well, then it came out, yeah, 2 years ago. I didn't realize that.
Time
Holly
flies.
definitely came out last year.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Yeah. And then he
Huh.
has one coming out shortly. I have no idea what it's about, though. I like
Okay.
going to those blind.
Hey, that's cool. I like to go into books blind. Although, like sometimes, like I do like how I like add to my TBR all the time. Like something makes me want to read the book if it's like a review or a description. But then, like usually, I am able to black that out, and so then I'm like, oh, I requested this from the library, and I have no idea why.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Amnesia. What
What did you
sex on
say?
yours? Amnesia.
Oh, Amnesia. I thought you said animation. So I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Next on my list, I wonder if this one's a duplicate because you just recently discovered this person. A less dramatic genre shift, but it da 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 da
Emma Lord.
Thelema Lord. Hello.
She's not on my list.
Oh,
I'm gonna be
amazing.
shocked if
I'm
we
gonna be
have 10
shocked too.
authors that are not duplicates.
I am too. Okay, so love her. Love her. Her actual name is Emma Lord. Her Instagram handle is Dilemma Lord, and so Katie can only think of her as Dilemma.
Yeah, it's a great Insta
She's
handle.
the best follower, not the best follower. She's the best person to be a follower of because she's just so funny. She's so millennial. She's like a theater kid who loves sugar and sweets and bakery. She's basically our friend Lindsay, but a little more extroverted. So much. And I've read every book except for the one you have read by her. But she has about, so the other thing about her is like it's kind of like her books are growing with her. I don't know how old she was when she wrote all this, probably close to our age, but her first, I would say three, which she started publishing in 2020, per when I checked, were definitely like young adults. And that's Tweet Cute, You Have Imagine When You Get the Chance. And it is like definitely about high schoolers and young adult, but they're just fun. They're just fun. They just make me happy. And then after that, and Begin Again and The Getaway List, which actually came out in January. That I haven't read that one yet either. But those two are like more new adult and like college age and like legally technically adult. You can vote. You might not be able to drink, but so it's that new adult interesting time. So again, they're like not that different. It's not like one of the huge genre shift from like, it's not debut to Reputation. We're not going country to rapping and being tense and crazy. She does have Taylor Swift references a lot though, so that's cool. And then the only one you've read by her isn't even out yet. It comes out in August and it's called The Breakup Pack. And that one is like full on adult romance.
Excellent. Excellent book. I need to read her backlog because it was the first one that I read of hers and I totally fell in love and I was like, yeah, I like the way this girl writes.
Yeah, she makes me so happy. I would say, oh gosh, I love all of them. Probably my favorite was Begin Again. But they're all just so cute, even if like Tweet Cute is very adorable. It's like almost outdated now. I don't know. Like Twitter is still a thing. It's X now, but people still say tweet, but like it's just already changed so much since then. But it is like very like, oh, this small business versus this one, and almost like a West Side Story type vibe, but that might be taking a little far. But it's just so precious. And like even if it is out, like it's just a joy to read. I love her. I will read every book she comes out with forever. And I will follow her forever. And you should too.
I agree. She's great. She's adorable. And yeah, everything that Kimmy said. Ditto.
Fun fact, she actually did share one of my reviews once because I think it was When You Get the Chance. I'll have to look, but I photoshopped that into Taylor Swift's hand as Taylor Swift is getting her honorary doctorate from NYU. And it's like that picture became like a meme, but I put Emma Lord's book in there and she loved it and she shared it and it's so precious. So we're basically
Basically, I love
besties.
it. I love it. How cool is
Oh,
that?
yeah,
That's
so.
awesome. All right. My next one,
Oh, cool.
controversial.
Oh.
J.K. Rowling.
Oh,
She
yeah.
was not on your list?
Nope, she's not on my list.
Oh my gosh. We are four for four, folks. So obviously she wrote Harry Potter, which we both love. But then she switched and changed it to a pen name. I want to say in the late, what do you call them now? 2010s, like 20 teens? What do you call that? I don't
I don't.
know. She changed to a pen name and started writing crime fiction. I personally have not read any of those books. I have only ever read the Harry Potter book, and I don't know if I really care to read any of her newer stuff, honestly.
So, it's like Robert Gilbreth, right? That she did that.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. I haven't read that, but I did read The Casual Vacancy
Oh
by
yeah.
her, and
That
that's
was
not
not
under,
under.
it wasn't under a pen name.
Yeah.
Freaking horrible. I hated it. It was, and it was controversial, like in itself, and like it was like a lot of different perspectives of, the good boy from the rich family, and then the mom from the. Or no, and then he was interested in the girl from the wrong side of the tracks, whose mother was an addict. And then it talks about their parents too, and like who's making laws about drugs and who's actually doing the like. And it was just weird and droll and kind of dark and just gave me the ick before
Yeah.
the ick.
It
I
was pre-ick.
wrote that back in 2015, so
Yeah.
but I did not like it.
You know, I was intrigued because, of course, you see the name of an extremely popular author that you've enjoyed their work before, and you're like, oh, well, of course I have to read that. And it's like the reviews started coming out, and it was like, oh, maybe I don't want to read that.
I have, yeah, and I wish I hadn't read that. Give me back my girlhood. It was mine first. Sorry. I have heard good things about The Ichabod, which is, I think, a like child novel, and The Christmas Pig. Like some people I work with really like that one, like seasonally, and they break it out every Christmas. But it is like definitely more kid geared, and so that is like a thing. Like kid, like maybe you just need to stick to your children's or young juvenile fiction, if you're
Yeah,
adult.
yeah. Young adult fantasy, I guess. I don't know what the
Yeah.
Christmas pig is about, but
I think it's about a Jewish cow.
definitely Christmas armadillo.
Oh, the holiday armadillo.
Oh, excuse me, the holiday
Yeah.
armadillo. I don't know. Sometimes it works for authors, sometimes it doesn't. I think in her case, unfortunately, it did not work out for her, and that's okay because I think that she can bank on that
Yeah,
Harry Potter
that's.
success for the next 70 years.
And you know what? Like, I'm good. Like, Harry Potter was amazing.
Yeah.
Life changing. Good.
Yeah.
If that's all she wrote, so be it.
And how many children and now adults has she gotten into reading because of those excellent books? So I know that her views herself, she's very controversial in that regard. We're not going to touch on that, but definitely not something I'm going to probably ever pick up.
Fair. So that's interesting that you just had someone who was like super successful and then switched and was
Yeah.
not so much. Because my next person that I have, who I'm so sure you have to have this one, she actually, I mean, she was publishing and like obviously had some readers, but she didn't get really popular until she switched. So I am talking about someone we've talked to,
I almost
El
put her on my list.
Cosmano. You almost what?
I almost put her on my
But
list.
you didn't.
I didn't.
We're so precious. We're so precious. I love this. So, El Cosmano wrote young adult fantasy a lot of the time. And I think you read one and I read one.
I did, yeah.
And again, like it wasn't horrible, wasn't great.
No, it was
It
mid,
was what it
as
was.
the kids say.
But then in 2021, she released Finley Donovan is Killing It, which is adult cozy mystery, and she has been killing it since then. Like they are so popular, people like she's been reeling them out, and people are still reading it.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to interview her back in 2021, and she was probably one of the nicest people that I've ever met. She was super cool, super down to earth. You could tell that she really loved the characters and the world that she was building. And as a result, like I'm pretty loyal to all of her books that have come out. I've read all of them so far, and I think that there's a new one coming out very shortly, actually. I think it's about Vero. Yeah.
Yes. I saw that. I didn't know what date it was coming out, but I did see that, which is awesome. I'm also very loyal to authors who give us the time of day.
I know.
But yeah, I love them. And like cozy mysteries aren't necessarily my jam either, but like I love them and respect them. And they're just like so fun. They're different for me. Maybe not for everyone, but
They're easy reads typically. They're like your romance, they're
yeah.
thriller light is what I
Yeah.
like to refer to them as because they still are fun. They're still like whodunit kind of deals, but it's not so tense and dark and all of those things that can sometimes turn people off from thrillers.
So yes, big fan of her. So glad. Like I hope people have also read her other works like we have, because they're like still good and worth reading. But I'm really glad that she just made the switch that really took off for her. Like she is so sweet and deserving of it. So
Yeah,
nice to see her
I
shine like
agree.
that.
I agree. And if you want to check out our interview with El Cosimano, go to our YouTube channel at The Lost Chill, and you can find a past episode of that with us interviewing her there. It is really fun.
Yes,
Okay,
absolutely.
you cheated
Okay.
on this one. You cheated
I
because
cheated?
you saw my list. You
Oh.
saw my words
Well, it's
on my
another
old
one
grocery
we
list.
don't have repeated, so there's
All right,
that.
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Theodore Seuss. He is well known for his children's book. However,
Such as
Horton Hears a Who, One
God,
Fish,
that.
Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue
I'm
Fish.
just saying we should still talk about it, like I can give him the same respect we give all the other authors.
Have you heard of The Cat in the Hat?
Yes,
Have you heard of Green Eggs and Ham? Did you hear that?
maybe Katie. I was trying to rhyme Dr. Seuss,
Oh.
but I did hear that.
I forgot to close out of my mail when I emailed you the link.
Oh.
Yes, Dr. Seuss. If you haven't heard of him, those are some of his awesome titles. Go check them out. Read them to a child, read them to yourself, read them to a animal in a shelter. I don't care
You
who
can
you
read them
can.
in a box. You could read them to a fox. You could read them wearing socks.
Yes, like you've read it before. However, he also switched genres to World War II political propaganda cartoon in a New York in a New York newspaper in the 40s. And it's so weird. I'm gonna try and link some stuff and show them here in the YouTube video of it, but it is literally like cartoons about Hitler with who's in them. It is like the strangest thing. It is like all of his typical artwork that we have grown to love and automatically recognize as a Dr. Seuss artwork sprinkled with Hitler.
How did I not know this?
I have no idea. I did not know this either.
A fun fact about me, you probably know. I just love propaganda. I don't love like the subtle propaganda that's just sneakily trying to do it. I love like the high school kid of propaganda when they are earnest, awkward, and just trying so hard, but so bad, like just cheesy. Like honestly, every time during 2020, I would find a terrible propaganda ad about washing your hands or something. Someone has the job I want. I think that's why I love it. I was like, I want to come up with cheesy stuff all the
Yeah,
time.
no, and it's great. It is like it's amazing. I'm gonna put some links out there, send you some links. Because here's the thing. I got all my research that I did, if I didn't already know, and actually I skipped one. I'll circle back, but I got so excited about the Dr. Seuss thing because I really did want to talk about it because it's very interesting. I thought that it was fake because I found this on a Reddit thread. And so I Googled it
Oh.
and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is all of his artwork, but it's just like
Who's in Hitler?
who's in Hitler? Cindy Lou Who next to Adolf Hitler, and it's the strangest thing. So
Huh, that's
yeah, there's your knowledge. There's your barroom trivia for when you did the Taylor Swift trivia, but I mean, if you do normal historical fiction or not historical fiction, just historical trivia, there you go. Dr. Seuss was a propaganda artist.
who?
Whoville. He did it actually in
Sorry.
Whoville. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I definitely didn't have him, and I definitely learned something. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
All right. I've got two more.
Me too.
I think you definitely have this one. It is someone we've talked about this year, Rebecca Yarros.
No.
Wild. So obviously, Rebecca Yarros has taken the world by storm, with Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, and all that. You would think she's debut. Like, I had never ever seen her before. She obviously still had readers before, kind of like the El Cosmano thing. But, and I do know for a fact Rebecca Yarros's backlog is taking off right now.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I get notifications from my library all the time. Oh, we've added a new work from an author you like. Oh, we've
I
done
can't
this.
imagine. Everybody's trying to just get anything that they can from her.
Yeah, and I am seeing reviews frequently now for books by her that are not Fourth Wing or Iron Flame. And so those are obviously romantasy, fantasmut if you're Caitlin. But the ones before were very much just adult romance, I think. I think there were heavy military themes because she's married to someone in the military. But like the things we leave unfinished and the likely event, the last letter, great and precious things. And she even has a few series about these. And so they are taking off again. But they're like it's saying military romance, contemporary romance, and all that. And so she just had never, like, there's no fantasy at all in her backlog.
That's
Like, she did
crazy.
not do that until fourth, which is, it is crazy.
Have you read any of her backlog?
Not yet. I think I had The Last Letter. I feel like I had that in my library. And then I saw a trigger warning that it was like the death of a child involved. And I was like, I don't. So I need to look. And I'm not the most, I don't usually care about trigger warnings and I don't check for every book I read, but that is not something I enjoy. And so if I do know about it in advance, I don't.
I can understand. Well, yeah. We are still continuing our no duplicates.
You've got two more and I've got one more, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ken Follett.
I've never heard of this person. So I definitely do not have Ken Follett.
Am shocked. I am physically shooketh because he is a huge historical fiction writer now.
Oh.
No. Okay.
Sounds huge.
See, he is huge.
Is he?
He started as a spy thriller author and then
There are
switched.
spies in history.
There is, but that's what he was writing about. It was a current day, I believe, spy thriller. And then he switched to historical fiction. I read his books. It's the Century series, and they are fantastic. I would highly recommend them to you, being a historical fiction fan. I am not. I enjoyed them, and yeah, and that's what he mainly writes now, is historical fiction.
Yeah, I'm looking at his all the books he's written now, and I've never heard of any of these.
That's crazy. I
Do
actually
you like his spy thrillers too? Like, do you like everything by him, or have you only read historical?
I have only read his historical fiction. I do on my bookshelf behind me have the first book that he wrote, which is so crazy because it's like maybe I want to say it's probably I haven't looked to see how many pages it is, but it's probably like less than 300 pages. And then the Century series is like a thick girl. She's a big girl. And it's crazy. They're so different. But
Okay.
I will eventually get around to reading his first book, the spy thriller one. But I haven't gotten there yet.
Huh. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. I am shocked. I really am shocked that you have no idea who he is, being such a historical fiction fan that you are.
I don't know. That's wild, too.
And this was only brought to my attention from somebody that we used to work with together.
Oh. Okay.
She devoured them, and I was like, "Oh, you've been reading these books. Like, what are they about?" And she told me, and I was like, immediately, I was like, "I need to read those." And I did.
That's crazy.
That's an author
Interesting.
conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Wild. I feel like you have done like some research, or like if you, I don't know, like your people that you've come up with are like so crazy and mind-blowing and unheard of. I'm like, I've got someone else we've talked about on our
Well,
podcast for my final one.
I
So
don't think that it's that out of pocket.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I picked easy ones. I'm like, well, we've talked about these people before.
I
So
don't
that's
think that
kind of.
that's easy. I think that they're like shocking, especially the Emily Henry one.
Oh yeah,
Literally, I literally looked at a Reddit thread. Calm down. No research was done.
I know. Wait, what do you mean? Reddit rabbit holes are definitely researched
Fair.
sometimes. Sometimes
Fair.
they are just like this.
All right. What is your last one?
Okay, so someone else we've talked about her this podcast episode, but we have a episode on a whole book of hers that we read.
Okay.
Colleen Hoover.
Oh, I don't know this.
Yes, you do. Because basically she has two psychological thrillers,
Oh.
and the one of the books, or the book we read that we featured on our podcast, was one of them, and that's Verity.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Layla, I hear. I haven't read that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, she does tend to be a very contemporary, feely, sometimes pretty romancy author.
Okay.
Like, Verity is not her normal wheelhouse whatsoever.
And that's the only book of hers I've read. So I truly thought that all of them were similar to that one.
So,
Interesting.
I don't know if you would like the rest. I haven't read that. I guess I have. I've maybe read the. I'm on the fourth now. It ends with us. It starts with us. One of them, reminders of him, And then now I'm reading Heartbone.
Yeah.
But she has so many books. She really does.
She does. She pumps them out fast.
But I hear that Verity and Layla are the only psychological thrillers. So if you did ever like get the feeling to that you wanted to read something else by her, for you, I would go with Layla.
Okay. I have another one on my shelf. I think it has like nine in the title or something like that.
Oh, November 9th.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about, but it's on my bookshelf that I have
I
never.
can tell you what nail polishes go with it.
Is it this one? Oh.
It's one that were just released,
I
so.
know. I know. I went to Target last night and I was looking for them and I could not find them.
Oh, yeah.
Found this at Walmart today.
Oh, at Walmart.
Yeah, I
Interesting.
didn't know that they sold it.
Yeah. It's Walmart, Walgreens, and Target.
Oh, I didn't realize Walmart was in there too. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is interesting. I am st like so I'm pretty heavily involved in the Olive and June community, who are the ones who did the nail polish collaboration with Colleen Hoover. And she is releasing stuff like they have a whole end cap with like Colleen Hoover book and then the nail polishes and press on pertaining to this. And they have a date that they are supposed to aim for, but apparently they have like a week to put it out, which apparently is common in retail. And
Oh.
everyone's losing their minds about it. Like, I honestly could not even care because Target has already ruined my life and broken my heart when I was going to multiple Target looking for freaking Midnight Special Edition, and they just did not have them out. Which to me, like, Olive and June is everything to me. Like, I love them. To me, Taylor Swift is a little bit more bigger. And if you have, like, just to have someone that big release a new album that you have a special exclusive partnership and deal with, and you don't have that out on release date, like, oh, I'm so mad at you.
Yeah.
That's garbage. That's
Yeah, I
honest.
think it also depends on the target too.
The fact that I went to multiple.
Oh, that's right.
I went, I like, it took like four to get, find it. Insane.
Yeah, maybe I'll find some Olive and June nail polish eventually. That's not the same like six colors that they have there.
You gotta just order a
I
waiting
know.
card. You're seven. You're an instant gratification kind of
Yes,
girly.
because I actually had like the other night I was at work and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was like I had like six in my shopping cart and I was like, or I could just go to the store tomorrow and get stuff.
The
I
fact they don't have
did
everything. I
that.
mean, good for you and your self-control. I literally have zero. I have probably, I don't have their entire collection. I have like probably 7% of it. But when I did first order, I couldn't wait and I went to Target before my order even arrived and had to get some. And now I just have so much nail polish that waiting is nothing because I have a significant amount that I have never worn.
Like this color.
Yeah, like that color. I'm like, yeah, I have that. Love it. Love it. I don't know what I'm, maybe I'll get to it in the fall because I'm on my brights now.
Yeah, I do love that color so much. All right, my last author.
So we made it this whole time with no dupes.
No dupes.
That's amazing. Look at us.
I've honestly never read anything from either of these authors.
Twofer.
It is a twofer, and I was flabbergasted to find
Ooh.
this out, okay?
Flabbergasted me.
I hope that this is mind-blowing to you as well.
There's
I really
a
do.
lot of buildup now, so I hope so too.
Are you familiar with Nora Roberts?
I've heard of her.
She writes romance.
Yes.
I've never read any of her books. Familiar with J.D. Robb? J.D. Robb is a crime mystery thriller author. They are the same person. They are Nora Roberts.
I didn't know she had
I
that.
didn't either. And
Wow.
both are extremely popular in their own regard. And I thought that they were two separate people, and they are not two separate people. And it is the same person writing under two separate genres that are wildly successful in both genres under both names.
That's interesting and also kind of smart, I guess.
It's crazy. I never realized this.
It has to be some kind of like good marketing strategy because like if you are so deep in the romance novel and then you want to switch to like do that, like what then you're gonna get a lot of disappointed readers who are used to your normal work and this new book is not at all what they expected. But then you also have the people who do like the other genre who are like, I'm not gonna read this garbage from a romance author. So I
Right.
can see like the marketing strategy reason for doing that.
Absolutely.
That is so
Absolutely.
interesting. That is so interesting.
I agree.
Huh.
And now it makes me want to read a book by Nora Roberts and then a book by J.D. Robb
Yeah,
just to sort of see the similarities, if there are any.
some authors like, you know, it is interesting. Like, 'cause you told me about Stephen King and his pseudonym, how people were like, this is obviously Stephen King. So that's interesting to see if it is that obvious. Like, I do feel like some people do have a voice, but it's hard. Like, it like you want to have your voice, but also like, I don't know. Like, I don't think you. I'm not an author. Like, I don't know if you want to put yourself that much into your work. Like, I think you want your work to stand on its own as opposed to, like, it's almost like typecasting an actor, you know
Sure.
what I mean? Like, you
Yeah.
want to be able to show your range better as opposed to being like, oh, look at them again in another rom-com. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
No,
It's just
I
tough.
think that that's a fair assessment. And I don't, obviously, Nora Roberts and J.D. Robb is not a secret. But I am curious to look into that a little bit more and dive down that rabbit hole because it's very curious to me. Like, how long did she keep it a secret? How did it come out that that is the same person? Is she perceived well between both communities? Do people read both her romance books and then her crime books as well? And it's like, I really want to dive down that rabbit hole. I just didn't get a chance to after I found out this pretty awesome information.
Yeah, it's crazy. Huh. That is the hard thing about reading too, is that we like you go down the mini rabbit holes and books lead you to other things and like you want to read them and see what it's about, but some take years for you to finally pick up Dr. Zhivago.
Do you want to share why you were so interested in Dr. Zhivago?
Okay. We have a podcast episode about this whole thing, but basically, like our second or third podcast episode was about The Secrets We Kept by Laura Prescott, who is named after a character in Dr. Zhivago, who is named after Boris Pasternak, the author of Dr. Zhivago's mistress. So, that book, The Secrets We Kept, was basically like it was about Laura, the girlfriend or the mistress. And kind of the hell she went through as a weird mind trip punishment for Boris writing that book. But then we got the other perspective of Americans during the Cold War, like literally considering this like kind of a weapon to get into the minds of the Russian people during the Cold War. And they wanted to get this book in their hand. And so it was about that backstory about like just how the whole world was aware of this book and wanted it translated and trying to get into the hands, but also the more personal side of like the traumas that Russia inflicted on his mistress, basically. And there were parts about that book I loved. There were parts I didn't like it. I guess it was just life-changing for me though, because I have been obsessed with it and like even more than that actual novel, like just the whole concept of it is fascinating to me that a book can hold that much weight, that multiple government and like top secret agency care about this book.
Yeah.
Like I think too, like in our world, like obviously like our culture cares a lot about reading banned books and how that should be a thing and you know having access to everything, but also for the most part books for us are entertainment, banned or not. And like it is like it's just like, oh, I read these banned books and I read this and it's that. But to think and truly understand like a book carrying that much weight that it banned more for just like you don't want your whole country to read it versus like, oh, don't put this in the schools because it might be too much for children. Or I mean there's so many reasons books do get banned, but it's never countrywide blanket. And to just think about like why that matters so much, like it just boggles my
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're getting to read it, even though it's not everything that you hoped it would
mind.
be.
And like even still like it does bother me a little bit, like just on one level, to have books that are frequently referenced in pop culture. Because I think, too, even like that's part of the reason why I think you were okay with reading Pride and Prejudice. Like, this is something that every book refers to, basically, like Pride and Prejudice and all that. And so, like, even Dr. Zhivago, like, I remember being 10 years old and listening to 98 Degrees sing about Dr. Zhivago and the hardest thing. And like, so I'm like, I kind of want to know why. Like, why? Like, not only why do like the CIA and countries want to ban this entire book, ban or disseminate it? Why, however, like decades later, why are boy bands singing about this book? Like, I need to know, like, why is it still being referenced? Like, and so I do like to figure out books that just remain such an issue in pop culture, not an issue, just remain so relevant in pop culture. Like I want to be in on the reference too.
Well, cool. I'm glad that you're doing it.
Wish me luck.
Hopefully you get through it.
I will one way or another.
One way or another, you'll get through it. You'll
Lots of
persevere.
Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, you'll persevere. It's like Shakespeare. You gotta read the chapter and then read about the chapter that you just read.
Which is crazy too, but And like, good on the people who do their retelling. I'm like, I'm glad you understood this enough to tell the story again in a way that I can actually
Right.
understand it. Good
Putting
for
it in
you.
layman's terms.
Because it is crazy, like, how some stories do just have weight that just transcends time. And that even if reading the original can be tricky, some people do it and do it easily and well. Not me, but the fact that they just, like, just tell the same story over and over, like Romeo and Juliet becoming West Side Story, becoming everything. And that is the tale as old as time.
Right.
So.
Well, good luck. Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I am
That
still
was
shocked
fun.
that we had nothing the same on our list.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
10, 11, if you count Nora Roberts twice,
Yeah.
different genre shifters.
Yeah. This was
I
a fun
love it.
episode.
This was. Oh,
Yeah. I
I
liked
love
it.
it.
Yeah. All
Well, hopefully you guys liked it too. Again, if you could please leave us a review,
Yeah.
do that. We love
Love
who's
you
your
so much. Cut
We
it
should maybe
out.
have like painting party on the air. I gotta get a new thingy.
We should do a TikTok live.
Okay, that'd
Yeah.
be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll get that on the book.
Hope to see you all there.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode of the Lost Chill Podcast. Please help our podcast to reach more listeners by subscribing and leaving a review. We read every single one together and jump up and down, screaming with glee every single time. So you know we just truly appreciate it. And that is a true story, folks.
It's very true. If you can't get enough of the Lost Chill podcast, check out our website, thelostchill.com, for blog posts and more fun. Also, consider becoming a Patreon supporter for exclusive content and swag. We are constantly improving and growing our offerings, so be sure to check back often.
If it's additional reviews and cute puppies that you're after, follow us on Instagram at Katie's Lost Chill and at Kimmy's Lost Chill. Follow The Lost Chill as well to get all of the latest information on upcoming books to be featured, upcoming author chats, giveaways, and so much more.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.
Aww.